Okay, we are starting the recording of Classic Cartoons at Apocalypse. I'm Anthracoon, and I'm just going to show some different clips here. A lot of people seem to be heading to check out and things like that, but hopefully they'll drift in here. I'm here till 10 o'clock. We're starting off with A Bear for Punishment, at least a little bit of it. This is maybe Chuck Jones or something. I know Sam Valentino is here, the Fox, and we'll see who else can come here. I know some people have expressed interest. So here we go. It's Sunday morning. People got to wake up here. Let's go, and we'll start in a moment. Yep.
So Scooby is Sam's temporary partner, and then once they find out that they're actually being framed, Sam Valentino dresses up as Scooby-Doo to try and gain the trust of the mystery ink imposters and lead him into the trap.
Right, yep, yep.
The gangster, yep.
I'm getting my mouse and all that.
Yep. And then, you don't mind if I tell you who the crooks really are?
Who are they?
They're like members of lesser-known Scooby-Doo clones, like Mason Chan and Chan Chan and Blue Club and the Goober and the Ghost.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of it. I never quite got into Scooby and different things like that. There's certain things I like.
Yeah, I did write a crossover fanfic of the Scooby gang and the Funky Phantom crew working together to save a drive-in theater.
Yep. And then I gotta figure out. Hold on. Okay, I'm not gonna need the other HDMI cable. But I do need the mouse.
Okay, good. And I also did a YouTube proof of the Funky Phantom, the episode with the hairy, scary houndman, the dog napper wearing a dog suit, because he reminds me so much of a furry, except for dog napping.
Right,
I took advantage of that.
Okay. All right, so let's get a few other things rolling here. I got to get back to my main index here. There's some things I may want to save till there's more people here, but I've got different things. Let's see what I can throw on here. Well, I've got so many different things, and I'm just going to throw things in real quick. This, for one, is the intro, I believe, to Johnny Bravo.
Yes.
Okay, now why? Okay, there it is. Hold on.
Jeff Bennett does one of the best Elvis impressions.
Yep.
That's the second season intro. Tomorrow. Yeah, when the original showrunner left. Although Van Partible did return for the show's fourth and final season, when they kind of went back to the season one style format.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, let's see now. This next one is one I've shown before. Let's do... This is Macrofury. This is large and small.
Yeah.
So let's get going with this one.
Yeah, I like how Yesler's...
I have a site that I've run since 1998 called shrinkingman.com, and it's all sorts of stuff like this.
Yes.
Come on in. Come on in.
Free cartoons channel.
Question. You guys talk about
this. I don't have one, but if you go to ConOps, they might have one. Down where you registered, where you checked in, that's probably, they probably could help you there. That's, unless there's one here lying around, which I doubt.
I'm just looking for a friend.
Yeah. Try ConOps, or someone may help you there. Okay.
All right.
No problem. Okay, so I'm going to control the volume a bit. Yeah? Now, this is live action. This is Incredible Shrinking Man. So this is the sort of thing I like, obviously. And this is Inch High Private Eye. I was 11 when this started, in 73.
Love those sound effects.
Yep.
Especially the bongo run.
Yep.
For the dog to chase the cat, not vice versa. We'll be there soon, Uncle Inch. Soon may not be soon enough.
That's Microscopic Milton, which...
with the original British narrator, too.
Bravo. I've only seen the British one. In fact, I've got two different sets of the whole series, and it's all the British one. There was a woman named Kristen Johnson, I think. I don't have that one.
Playhouse
I don't know
Disney
why.
Used to air the Playhouse Disney aired the American dub.
Right, exactly,
I like the original British version better. Ryan Wilde adds a touch of class to it with his narration.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, now let's go to, well, I was hoping more people would see this. This is My Girlfriend is a Witch from the Chattanooga Cats.
Ah, the Chattanooga Cats. They're a good group.
I like the part where she changes the heads of all three of them. They all go back and forth. You'll see that. Ed Begg, who was in some movies that run Mystery Science Theater. And then Bill Calloway was Country. And then Casey Kasem, of course, was Groove.
Yep. I love the Jellystone episode when it parodied Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep.
And then it became a Five Nights at Freddy's parody.
Right, yeah.
Oh, there they go.
Yeah, they're going to switch around here, yeah. This was, in a way, a bit of a flop, so they decided to instead have a rock band that were people, but there was a cat theme, and that, of course, was Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
So that was their next project after this was on for a year or two.
Yeah, here they were kind of trying to also compete ERGs and have another banana split.
Yep, that was the idea. They had the whole thing there. And the Archies, I mean, that may have helped get Scooby-Doo going because they were teenagers. You know, and maybe some younger kids will watch them. They idolize teens. They want to be a teen and something. And so they said, let's have something with teens in it. And they liked mystery, so you had that. And, of course, you had to have a dog because Joe Barbera loved dogs. Very many of these shows had dogs.
Yeah.
And this had a dog, too. This had, I'm trying to remember the name. They had their own little pet dog that followed them around and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see some other stuff now. Let's go to... there's so many things I want to save for more people. We're going to see here. This is just a little brief thing, all the giant, tiny thing. This is Huckleberry Wolf, and there's a character that shrinks. I mean, what am I saying? Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah.
You had not whacked that poor college fella.
Oh, no!
Dawes Butler is the wolf.
Yep. Now, that's called shameful shrinking.
Yep.
Someone's ashamed, so they shrink out of embarrassment. That happened several times to Fred Flintstone on the Flintstones, of course.
I love when it happened to Donald Duck in Donald's Happy Birthday.
Yep, that one, exactly. Now, this was part of Hey There, It's Yogi Bear. This is Yogi. Yogi's not even in this clip.
Well, that's Hanna-Barbera's first full-length feature.
Yep. Let me get the volume up here.
Mel Blanc.
That should be the volume as far as it goes. Doug Goodwin wrote this. He also did stuff for The Man Called Flintstone and a lot of things for Patty Freeling. The Barclays, the Hound Cats, and all that.
And the made-for-TV Pink Panthers.
Yep. He did the theme song, Pink Panther, from head to toes.
Yep. For the Warner Archive release, it was when we retained the Columbia logo at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the 80s, they replaced it with the Hanna-Barbera Presents Swirling Star logo.
Yeah.
For its theatrical reissue in 1986.
Yeah, they reissued this and The Man Called Flintstone a few years ago. Okay.
Sound like his Foghorn Leghorn voice.
Yep, just about. Okay, now, let's do Yeah, this one here I thought was kind of cute. This is a British telephone company called Thomson. And it's got a... Take a look at this cat, okay? This is a really cute cat voiced by Bill Oddie. And there was a British show called The Goodies, okay? And he was part of that. So let's listen to and watch this. I love like the pause and the expressions on the face.
Yep, good old Eric Goldberg.
That's, yep, exactly, yeah.
Trust Thomson.
For the local answer, trust Thomson.
Yeah, that's Cilla Black, who was a British singing star. She did different things.
Eric Goldberg animated the recent WB animation logo at Daffy and Porky.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still around. He
is.
So he is. He must be very old by now, then, I would think.
Somewhat, yeah. He still does some freelancing animation work.
Yep. Okay, now, let us do... Okay. This one here I've done before, but it's kind of fun to watch again. This is a compilation of furry commercials.
Billy, there's a new drink there. Furry
they forgot to speed up Porky's voice.
Yep. They get a whole bunch of different characters for this.
Yeah.
Of course, there's Peanuts, Pepe Le Pew, Adam Ant.
What all the other characters owned by like Warner Brothers and Universal and such.
Yep, they had to do all that licensing. Tony the Tiger, tons of commercials over the years. Thurl Ravenscroft with the voice.
Yeah.
For many years they were a big sponsor of the Little League World Series, not so much lately, but they did for many years.
Oh, he's got a supercharger.
Yep.
He played that same animation in each one of the,
yep,
of the lightning bolt, so he's supercharged.
And of course, one thing I like, and it was the case with Roger Rabbit, live act. Well, no. Well, this one's animated, but there were some that are live action animation mixed. This is from 74.
Breakfast for everyone. It's the year of the tiger.
This is the year of the tiger. We also have breakfast with the tiger of the year. Make it guaranteed a tasty Christmas.
Start to sell all sugar frosted flakes. That's the one. It's secret toasted and frosted and good essential vitamins and iron.
Okay, 1974 was the year of the tiger, and the way the Chinese zodiac is, of course, there's a different animal every year. I was born in 1962, so I was born in the year of the tiger as well, so I was 12 years old.
Oh.
So that was when I was 12, but that was the year of the tiger.
Oh, the top cat.
The top cat one, yeah.
I took the Flintstones and Scooby-Doo Health as an added the appropriate background music for one of the shows. By Hoyt Curtin and Ted Nichols.
Yep.
Benny, you're up. My previous home has been destroyed, carried away by the trash men on the orders of all the...
Warner Brothers Animation really nails the classic Hanna-Barbera style in the commercials, mostly. Like these.
Different voice for Benny. You'll hear.
No problem.
Really? No problem? I'm Benny. Enough with the violin.
Okay, T.C.
Let's get down to business.
Okay. Probably a British voice actor.
Yeah.
Chap, cat! Why, all this and dibble. Welcome to my humble abode. Won't you come in? Me and the boys are having a pool game in the library.
Yeah, it was based on the Phil Silver show, Sergeant Bilko. And one of the characters in that show was Maurice Gosfield, who played Private Doberman. He, I think, must have died before this was done, so they had to have someone else.
Yeah.
And they had other people on that show, including... the man that was Magilla Gorilla there, Alan Melvin, and so on. So anyway, but the other series that was inspired by that was Hokey Wolf. Hokey Wolf was another trickster. It was inspired by Sergeant Bilko and had that voice, and I'm not going to even try to do
Dawes
it. But
Butler did that voice for a lot of characters in the Fractured Fairy Tale.
Exactly, yeah.
Even for a wolf in their Three Little Pigs stories, just like Hokey.
Right, yeah. Now this is an ad for Ham's Beer, and it's got the lovable bear, and there's also some raccoons in it. This was around 1967, and it sounds like Herb Alpert with the Tijuana Brass a little bit.
There's just one way to tell a great beer from an ordinary beer. Taste, and nothing beats the taste of a Ham's Going Down.
Raccoons. Yeah, there's several with raccoons in it. There's, I think the one after this has Mike Farrell, who was B.J. Honeycutt on MASH, but it was just before it. So you'll see him in the restaurant. There's one I've got where there's a whole bunch of, like, roller skating raccoons serving in a restaurant and all that. That's another Ham's ad. So, yeah, you'll see Mike Farrell coming up here. After a while, they stopped these because they said, this is an adult product. Why do you have cartoons? Because cartoons are for kids, right? So they stopped it. Okay, there's Mike Farrell right there from MASH. And there's the lovable bear, simply known as the bear.
Looks a little like a Walter Lancer, Hanna-Barbera character.
Yeah.
What's Ham's secret? When you start with one or best for brewing, you get a beer so refreshing you'll want to stay with it. Glass after glass, round after round.
Hi everybody, it's Best 22. I attended this panel dressed as Zach Wolf.
Yep.
That was the only first that I brought that here.
Learn the secret. Buy a round of ham.
Come on, nice toy training.
Yep.
Glass after glass after.
Again, live action animation blend done pretty well.
Yeah, oh, look, it looks like a Lionel set or something.
Yeah, something like that. Or what's the one out of England? I just forgot the name there. Hornby out of England makes train sets.
The Gumby cartoons would feature real Lionel trains.
Yep.
Real model trains. All Marks and Lionel and such.
I go to a lot of like museums and railroad type things, and they'll have like a mini layout of a town, and you can pretend you're a giant and all that sort of stuff. And there's a huge one in Pittsburgh at the Carnegie Science Museum. They have a huge miniature railroad.
Oh. I remember when you got me on the train. Sometimes the trains could often magically travel anywhere they want, carrying your tracks or anything. Someday I want to do a stop motion animation of that with one of my model trains.
Right. Yeah. I found out the nearest place you could get Ham's to where I'm from is in Meadville, Pennsylvania, at a beer store. And so I actually bought some and took it home, and it was good. But it's like you can't get Ham's elsewhere unless you get it by mail. So, but I tried. It was good beer.
Oh, funny enough, remember that cooler? It's like
past
spring in my workplace. Like one of them got into our dumpster at a workplace, and he was like stuck in there, couldn't get out. Like,
oh yeah.
After a while, like he just curled up and fell asleep for a while. So we gently placed the ladder there so he could crawl out.
Oh good, I've seen some videos on YouTube where people have done that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I took a picture of the raccoon curled up asleep because I thought it was cute.
Yep.
Trash pandas. Yeah. You call.
Okay, Narragansett out of Rhode Island. This was a comedy team, Nichols and May. They did this ad.
Hi, neighbor.
Yes?
I'd like a bottle of Gansett for myself and a bottle of Narragansett lager beer for my horse.
Oh, I thought that was a horse. You'll have to get that horse out of here.
I just want a bottle of Gansett for him.
No, no, I'm sorry. We don't allow horses in here in the first place, and we don't serve beer to horses in the second place. And just get your horse out.
Yeah, those cool glasses were common.
Yep.
Thick line animation.
Tasting bottle can on tap.
Mr. Sleet, Simon, nobody in Sherman. Some modern cartoonists are fond of using as well, like Joey Album.
Exactly, yeah.
Butch Hartman and Will
Lewis. Some of these things, like this compilation of ads, I think I have up on YouTube, and you'd have to look up my real name, Bob Nelson, but just type in, you know, furry ads or something, and you'd find it. But I put these up here.
I'm awful sorry, Seymour.
I remember you did that edit of the Cat Who Cats Ollie Ollie Oxen Free,
yep.
That album version.
Stuff like that, yeah. Yep. Because the album versions were longer. They were like two minutes and 25 seconds. This is a beer from out of Baltimore. This is Natty Bo, National Bohemian.
And I did that Robin Hood, version of Robin Hood, Ollie Ollie Oxen Free.
I've seen some of your stuff.
That was fun to do. I don't drink liquor, but sometimes I like to fake it with my character, Latino here, because he is that classic kind of private detective.
Once again, you know, people associate with cartoons with kids, but they're for people of all ages, but they're using cartoons to sell beer here for this beer from Baltimore. The last one, I think I've got a better version of it somewhere else, but this is going to be an ad for Pennsylvania Tourism with a beer. So that you'll see this coming up. He's just saying, you know, why hibernate when you can celebrate? There's all sorts of things you can do in Pennsylvania, so I just thought this was a cute little one. But I've got a better version somewhere else that I got off YouTube. Obviously, YouTube is where I got a lot of this stuff, but sometimes I had DVDs and stuff I could do.
Yeah, when I use Windows 11, I move the taskbar icons to the left because I'm so used to it that way.
Right, yeah.
They put them in the center to, like, copy the Chrome OS.
Yep, okay. Now I'm going to do, let's see. Oh, here's some Tony the Tiger ones that from my youth. Okay, we already saw this one. Okay, that's a better quality.
74 to 75.
Yep.
Cool it, cousin. I'll let you know when it's the year of the elephant.
Look, Uncle Rick, come start your good breakfast with Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes cereal. The secret frosting makes it extra crunchy, extra delicious.
I know, flakes of corn with just the right amount of...
I've never seen Mrs. Tony, but that's his mother. And then I think there's another one here with his son, Tony Jr., and the little baby, Antoinette.
Your widow, Tony?
I'm so proud of him. Let's sit up straight.
Oh, hi, Moms. You used to see him, Tony the Tiger, having fun and playing.
Oh, maybe that is his wife. Yeah, maybe that's Mrs. Tony, yeah.
Although Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes is fun food, it's also good food.
Please pass the milk, Pop.
You get the goodness of...
Yeah, there were some ads with him and Tony Jr.
And a secret toasted frosting that everyone likes.
Me too.
Again, this is like 70s, so I would have been, you know, between 8 and 18 years old in the 70s. So this is stuff I remember.
Our family is wonderful.
And, okay, I think that's the end of that. There was just someone doing that. Okay.
Did someone funny, late throw Evan Scruff. Last year at Brockton Rocks, Rockton's Holiday Parade and opening holiday parade. She likes ceremonies. That's KO to Kangaroo because it was on the day of the day of Charles Schulz's 100 plus humans birthday.
Yeah.
We took this photo of me outside the library, see the no animals sign.
Oh, no animals, yeah.
Referencing Throw Rabbit Scruff singing No Dogs Allowed.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, here's some more Tony the Tiger, I think.
All right.
Take a look over here. He's quadruped here, four legs.
Nice. And when I also watched a video of a recording of the He's a Tramp song, I recognized Throw Rabbit Scruff doing one of the...
Right. Well, of course, you know, what he's best known for. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yep.
That is Throw Ravenscroft.
Yep,
yes.
I also... heard him sing recently in Grinch Night, during the Grinch is Gonna Get
You. I've never seen that one, but I'm aware of it.
Yeah, I've got it on the Blu-ray set from Warner Brothers.
Okay, now this next one is from the Oddball Couple from the mid-70s. Now, the Odd Couple was a sitcom based on the movie, which was based on the play. So you have Felix and Oscar. It's Paul Winchell as Fleabag, who's the sloppy dog. And then Frank Nelson as Spiffy the cat, who's neat.
Frank Nelson, the one.
Yep. So here he is. And this is referring to, you may be aware of this, Columbo. Columbo, the detective from the 70s. In fact, what's her name? Cosmo Columbo Perry does a whole bunch of different cartoons on YouTube and Instagram and everything like that. And that's one of the characters. So let's watch this. This is for Oddball Couple, which is based on the Odd Couple.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to take it to Bobby.
Paul Winchell again.
And this will only take a moment, sir. I really appreciate it.
Love the sound effects.
Yep.
Patty Frilly stuff. The Warner Brothers, Hanna-Barbera, and Jay Ward, and Major Records mix. They're Major Records. That's partly what Sam Valentino is named after.
Yep.
How Bill Melendez Productions used the same sound editors,
right,
too. So it's the same sound effects.
And his name is...
I've even mistaken a few that's Bill Melendez Productions for DePatty Frilling, like No Man's Valley.
That's him! That's him! I can take you right to him! Follow me!
Jay Ward running.
Yeah.
We'll have to excuse me. I've got a heavy appointment in Sumora. The ladies are getting mighty restless. I'm sorry, Mr. Rockbottom.
Maybe he's a first suitor, too.
Yep, in a way.
You know, sir, the gang can't wait to see you.
Peter Falk had like an eye problem, so they were poking fun at that a little bit.
Really, Fleabag? All that work for nothing? Just look at it. Whoa, it's not all for nothing. At least he left us a bag of money. Oh, no.
The laugh track, too. Gotta have that.
Gotta have that, yeah. Okay, now, let's get to... Somewhere I've got a whole bunch of themes and things like that. Okay, this is... Well, there's themes and other things. It's actually going to start with Catnip and Cats, in a way.
Oh, yes. The merry-go-round song.
Well, this is... Yeah, this is only part of... Yeah.
Right.
This may just be that song. I'm not sure.
One of the songs they play when opening for Josie the Pussycat,
yep,
is my favorite.
Yeah, there was one of these episodes shown yesterday. Of course, you were here too.
Yep, that's the later intro.
Yep.
Those clips. Written by Michael and Patty Silverschert.
Yep.
Done a lot of work for Disney's TV and direct-to-video stuff.
I've heard the full version of the theme song. It kind of slows down after a while and gets
it
into other stuff. Then it picks up again, yeah. And early 70s, of course, the Jackson 5 series. The actual Jackson 5, including Michael Jackson, did do the voices.
Rankin Bass.
Yep. Done in England.
Yep.
Known as Videocraft originally.
Yeah, this is back when Rankin Bass was doing Saturday morning cartoons.
Yep. And I think the one after this is the Osmonds. I think the Osmonds is on here too, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They had so many hits in the early 70s, one after another. ABC, The Love You Save, Mama's Pearl.
I also love Michael Jackson's like early solo hit, Ben.
Ben, yep. And Ben from the movie about the rap there, yeah.
Yeah, he recorded that when he was 13.
Yep. Yeah, he was born in 1959.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would have been about 13 years old.
Yes.
He was a couple years older than me, and then he died in 2009, only about 50, yeah.
He was so the Elvis step of my generation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then then 7 years later, Prince died the same way, a drug overdose.
Yep, exactly. Okay, let's do... Okay, this was another DePatty Frilling. This is Super 6. This is one of their first shows from around 66 or so.
Yeah.
There is a set of this. It's kind of tough to hear, but the song is by Gary Lewis and the Playboys,
ooh,
Jerry Lewis's son. Super Six, Super Six, battle criminals and all their evil games. Come on in, we're showing classic cartoons, a little bit of everything. I know a lot of people are checking out, so it's tough to find.
Oh, yeah. Back when they still mostly used Warner Brothers sound effects. Although,
yeah, the Patty Freeland was a bunch of people who had worked for Warner Brothers and stuff like that.
You know, some little time after that, they started using a few Hanna-Barbera sounds, like that sound.
Yeah, exactly.
In Super 6 and in the cartoon Daffy's Diner.
Yeah, I'm trying to find where I've got like a big compilation of stuff. I think I played the ads one already.
Yeah.
This one's kind of fun. This one was a cartoon that, in effect, was banned for a while.
Oh,
and
yes.
I will explain it in a minute. I'm going to show the whole cartoon. Now, I am Bob Nelson. I'm known as Anthracoon for the furry community. I'm also known as Shrinking Man. I have shrinkingman.com, which is giant and tiny and all that sort of stuff. And then I've got all the other stuff. There is a Facebook group called Classic Cartoons, and I'm part of it. And I've done these panels at the different conventions. I'm 61 years old. I've been doing radio since 1981 on the North Shore of Boston. I'm a DJ, so I've got that voice. But so I've been doing this at different panels. I go to Pittsburgh. Okay, I got Anthracon, Furrydelphia, Furpocalypse, Anthro New England, and Furcationland. I'm going to be at Anthro New England. We're going to do a gray muzzle panel, though. But I think I'm going to bring this back to the one in Maine. Okay, this one here was poking fun at Smokey the Bear, and the Forestry Service didn't like that because they thought it, you know, it was bad, you know, to make fun of Smokey, and Smokey had a good cause. So for a while, this was not shown, but they recently reissued it. So this is Smokey the Bear with Rocky and Bullwinkle and all that.
It was never seen again until it came out on DVD years ago.
Yep. Bill Scott.
Yeah. Now the DVDs had that R&B watermark in the first 15 seconds. As if it were a music video. The DVDs also replaced the Frank Cornstalk music in the first two seasons of Fred Steiner's Bullwinkle Show era music. Once in the water, there are because of the copyrights of General Mills. Swimming! Now, for all you neophytes, those are swimmers made out of rubber, it is a good idea to start with the dog paddle. I'm actually stirring up a fan there where Sam Valentino is to help Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Now, the narrator tries to intervene with Sam's monologue narration. What do you know? An antelope firewing ghost. We're going to do a scene at a bad guy bar with Sam Valentino and Natasha Fatal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Norris. The
glasses, yeah. June Foray, the late June Foray from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yep, a prominent voice of my childhood.
Yep.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
But that trick never worked.
This time for sure.
Just like Nancy Cartwright, you have a woman doing a little boy's voice.
Right. And now it's time for another special feature.
Yep.
I never did see the Dudley Do-Right movie. Brandon Fraser, I think, or whatever his name is. Never saw that.
Wild Brain now has the distribution rights to the Jane Warren stuff.
Yeah.
For a while, it was Universal. It's like one of the only Jane Warren cartoons with a background music track.
Yeah.
Tinkly piano. Also, dog's best friend. The tallest trees in Canada were to be found on Mount Up, a fir-clad pinnacle that stretched itself skyward 63 feet below sea level. Paul Friesen area.
Yep.
Was a vast sprawling lumber camp consisting of 400 lumberjacks and a jackknife. You are now looking at Red Wood, Canada's wealthiest woodman who spares no trade in supplying the demands of a wood-hungry world.
Sicily is running low on toothpaste.
Hans Conry.
$5 million,
thanks. Yep. I forever associated with Captain Hook.
Yep. Choice. Up they went, but before
And the dog there, I mean the wolf there, I'm trying to remember the name. The wolf.
That was a great fox. Uncle
Great Fox. Oh, Uncle Waldo, yeah. The great, oh, great fox. I thought it was a wolf, yeah.
I like Uncle Waldo. You know, it's in J. Ward. It feels more like a total television series.
So again, the Forest Service in the U.S. did not like this.
Here's Hans Conrad's main character.
Yes.
Slightly Whiplash. Why are you doing this, Mr. Whiplash? How else can you barbecue hot dogs? Look at my eyes there. Now.
Well, this is perfect for a furry convention.
Now, when Canada has a problem, the mounted police have a problem. And they're.
Bill Scott again.
The inspiration for the song, Why Don't You Do Right?
Why Don't You Do Right? Which was in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Before sundown. 2 weeks later, Dudley and Redwood discussed the problem out in the open, as there was no place else to discuss. Seems to be trouble here. It's Stokey the Bear. He's gone ape. Ooh, and Red, give me a description of him.
That's
right. 700 pounds, fur coat, cinnamon color, wears a Maori hat. That's not very much to go.
Welcome to the classic cartoon fair.
Yep.
Armed with that information, Dudley took up Stokey's trail. Oh! Still hot. Day after day, the relentless pursuit bore on. Although there was no sign of his quarry, Dudley was getting warmer all the time.
Yeah, the inclusion of this was a really big highlight of the season one DVD set.
Yep.
No, I haven't seen him.
Paul Frees again.
He is in your midst. I'll check on him. Fireman! Fireman!
Welcome to the classic cartoon
We got a late start because they didn't open the room till quarter past. I realize there's so much stuff I got to do. I realize.
All right, constable, look him over. Dudley went down the line carefully scrutinizing each and every man. It was then when he came to the fifth man in line, he stopped still in his tracks.
Well, it's first through Friday, you know?
Yeah.
This morning. And on he went, continuing his search. Looks like you were wrong, constable. Dudley was about to agree when suddenly...
Welcome to the classic cartoon stand.
Oh, there you are, huh? My roommate.
You mean Stokey, the new man?
Stokey!
The chase was on! But before our hero could grasp the elusive bear, he shot up the fireball and disappeared.
And we only have about 5 or 10 more minutes because supposedly there's a panel starting at 10. So as soon as they make themselves clear, I will pack up. But again, we get a late start.
And I must save him.
Unmindful of the danger, Dudley rushed into the burning building and fought his way to the roof. The chief also sprang into action and ordered his men to bring out the safety net. Unfortunately, the crew grabbed a hula hoop by mistake and...
Oh!
I love that.
I got a good reaction to this when I showed this at AC.
What a bunch of dumb fire.
Yep.
That guy would have died.
The punchline is good. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Listen. Listen. And again, the Forest Service said, you can't have that. You can't make fun of Smokey the Bear.
They forecasted the
Jay Ward.
I know. Oh, that, yeah, when we had Anthrocon, the smoke was in the air, and I'm going, it's perfect timing because we have that. Okay.
Jay Ward was, yeah, Jay Ward and Bill Scott were kind of like troublemakers in the TV animation industry. Jay Ward kind of reminds you of Jim Henson at times.
I know, yeah. This is just a brief ad. This has a raccoon in it. This is Rory Raccoon.
Oh, yeah, I remember him from
Linus the Lionhearted.
Yes, the show about to compare to the Warner Brothers 7 Arts cartoons.
This show got thrown off because you can't have commercials for these products and the characters in the same show, because, you know, although they're kids, you know, you can't do something like that because they get rid of them that way. Because some shows were like big commercials. I remember there was a show called Hot Wheels.
Yeah, that okay. had the same singers as the Cat Who.
Exactly, right, you had that.
Season,
and then
channel.
There was, oh, the Teddy Ruxpin show and all these different things with dolls.
G.I. Yep. Joe, Real American.
They were showing Rainbow Bright here. They had some sort of thing with Hallmark cards there and everything like that.
This was a big decade for that. And even in the 2010s, there are action cartoons based on toy lines.
Yeah. This is more Giant Tiny. This is Micro Ventures that was on the Banana Splits. They only made four of these.
How much further? We're almost there.
Dad, look.
Hold still.
Don Messick.
Yep.
It worked. He's letting us in.
I know his voice is anywhere.
Yep.
It looks like we're stuck in a traffic jam.
Just like in our city.
And that colony is like one of our cities, Jill. It has leaders, workers, and, yes, even thieves.
Hey, you're turning off.
I wanted you to see their dairy.
Dairy?
Yes. It's here that the ants raise the aphids that supply them with honeydew.
You gotta be educational.
A very delicious food. Here, try some.
They're supposed to be making a movie based on Micro by Michael Crichton about these people that all shrink. Supposedly it's in the works. I don't know if we're ever going to see it. But it's almost like the idea is this.
I'm surprised there's never been a movie live-action movie adaptation of The Littles yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were showing The Littles. Well, not we, but here.
Yes,
they were showing The Littles yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. I can see them do that. Like, maybe the Jim Henson company could co-produce it. Provide like some essential effects, like makeup for the actors, like The Littles, like provide them, like the ears and tails.
Yep, I like the idea of them being so small, but you'll see in a minute how small they are compared to the ants or whatever.
Quick, into the dune buggy.
And you'll see how small. Yeah. Look how small they are compared to these ants.
It's got Jill. Come on, Mike.
Did a lot of stock talking head pull stuff.
Yep.
But at least Hanna-Barbera would have their heads nod as they spoke compared to Filmation and the robotic looking ones.
I can't fight him.
Oof. Thank goodness you're safe.
There was actually a comic, a Calvin and Hobbes comic, where he imagines, oh no, Calvin is the size of a bug to a bug. He runs for his life.
I love Calvin and Hobbes.
They had so many giant tiny things in Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
I'm just bouncing all over the place. Let's do a little bit of a music video from the 80s.
Yes.
Okay. I know there's supposed to be a panel coming up at 10. If you're from that panel, let me know and I'll clear out. Okay, we got a late start, but let me know if you happen to be running the panel, okay? So whoever that is. Once again, live action animation mix, Paula Abdul.
Smooth animation too.
Very good. MC Scat Cat.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yep. This was not long after that. You started to see more like that. I think Ralph Bakshi had something called Cool World that was not too long after Roger Rabbit came out. You had TV commercials with it, like the one we showed with Top Cat earlier.
Roger.
Well, wow. Did they actually say, like, the smoke then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Things have changed.
Combining live action and animation is actually one of the oldest special
effects. Well, yeah. Well, you ought to be in pictures with Porky Pig. And he goes up to see Leon Schlesinger and everything like that.
And
he'll be back.
And out of the inkwell. That's all now. I've talked about that in my Roger Rabbit 35th anniversary vlog.
Yeah.
San Valentino.
I wonder if they would do something like Zootopia that way. I know a year or two ago, they had the Tom and Jerry movie where they combined live action and animation. And I saw that in the theater right after things started opening up again, after they opened up the theaters again. So.
Did you see Singapore Chip and Dale?
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
I love that.
I had Disney Plus, and sadly, I got rid of it to save money. I barely had time to watch it, so, you know, I got rid of Disney Plus. But I did see it.
It was very creative, blending all the different animation styles.
Right, yeah.
Even had some actual hand-drawn animated characters.
Weren't there, like, characters from, like, South Park? There were a whole bunch of different people.
I love the He-Man bit where they actually got Alan Oppenheimer to voice Skeletor.
Yep.
Reminded me a lot of a fanfic I wrote about the Big Bad Wolf working on Disney's Spy Force.
Okay. We were supposed to have DJ 101 starting at 10 o'clock, so whoever's running that panel, just let me know and I'll clear out. Again, we had a bit of a late start, unfortunately. So whoever's running DJ, are you running that?
No, Hawk is running that panel.
Hawk is, okay. Hawk, yeah. Well, like I say, if you want to start, I don't want to take over their time, but I'm only here until, you know, until they show up, which I guess they will. Again, I have a Classic Cartoons group on Facebook. You can look for me there. No, Panel Room 4 is supposed to have DJ 1. Panel Room 3 is over there. That's Bugtography, if you're looking for that. Yeah, that's 3, this is 4. So DJ 101, yeah. Okay. Well, again, if someone needs to take over, just let me know, and I would gladly do that. I'm just looking for what I haven't shown yet. This is another. This is another.
The '90s figure.
Giant Tiny. Yeah, this is Matt Brewer, who was in Max Headroom.
I remember watching this as a kid.
I had a tough time finding this online, and then finally someone posted it.
I prefer Rich Little's Pink Panther voice.
Yeah, that was only in a couple back in the 60s.
Measly British was, why can't man be more like animals?
Yep.
Yes, that voice fits the Pink Panther a lot better, in my opinion. Pardon me, have you seen any diamonds?
They were called upon to create the intro for the Pink Panther movie,
yes.
And it went so well that they said, okay, we want you to make 164... short cartoons. Okay, so that's how that all started.
I also like, they also experimented early on by with the interactive narrator, like the Goofy shorts.
Right,
the
yeah.
The Pink Finger one, where the Pink Panther tries to be secret agent as Paul Freeze narrates, and that upper crust British voice, like used for Inspector Fenwick and John Lennon.
Yeah, when they did the Beatles series in the 60s, they didn't have time to have John, Paul, George, and Ringo, so they had Paul Freese do John and George, and then Lance Percival did the other two, and Paul.
And he basically used a weird Peter Lorre's voice.
Exactly, yeah.
It's good, see what's happening.
And naturally, they put that on MTV after a while and stuff.
When I first saw a clip of the Beatles cartoon, I immediately recognized Paul Freese's voices.
And then Yellow Submarine was really good. That was a good movie.
Yeah, the Beatles originally didn't want any part in that because they thought it would have been like...
But they put that little thing at the end,
by the same comedy. Yeah, they hated the show at first because it made them look silly and was
success. Yeah, Ringo was a little goofball, but he was kind of a little goofball anyway.
Right. Yep. Even the Animaniacs parodied the Beatles cartoon in the episode where the Warner siblings are loaned out to other companies.
Yeah. Okay, if anyone has a request of something that you want to see real quick before we turn things over to DJ 101, if they're here, then let me know, because that's one of the things I've been doing is going to YouTube and finding stuff. But I will say this, there have been some recent cartoons that I really liked. I mean, obviously the movies like Zootopia, Secret Life of Pets, and the different things that have come out. What is it, Lackadaisy? Lackadaisy was really good with all the cats from about 100 years ago, Rum Runners and stuff and things like that. Also, I like the... the Star Fox, the animated series, with the guy, there was one guy who was doing it, most of it for the most part. That was really good. And so there have been some other things as well. But like I said, I had all these different things. I was showing some of these earlier. And this is all stuff I grew up with. And it was stuff on Saturday morning and sometimes in the afternoon. But you didn't have YouTube, all the specialty channels and everything.
You know, Wile E. Coyote's a big reason why I became a furry.
Oh, yeah. So here's the whole song, which was written by Barbara Cameron, the Roadrunner theme. And so for a lot of us, this is how we got into furry. I mean, I just like the idea of human-like animals.
Yeah,
my
fox looks a little like a Warner Brothers character.
Yep.
For one, he's got that influence. And so does my other persona, Zach Wolf.
Yep. I was remembering the early years of furry cons. We would have a video room, back at the Adams Mark. We'd be up on like the 23rd floor or something. So you'd have a video room showing things like that. And one year in 2004, we showed Animal Olympics, if you've ever seen that. And it was the year of the Olympics. Summer Games was the theme of the con. So we showed Animal Olympics and we had milk and cookies. It was like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night and we saw Animal Olympics.
That's a cool one.
Huh?
Jeff the Elder, you get a lot of references.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of cartoons and things like that that they might have things going back to World War II and everything. You know, somebody talked or different things. You know, rationing or, you know, there's certain things you may have had to grow up or at least be slightly older to get the references, you know.
I have a 35-millimeter
printer. Yeah. You can go to YouTube and see shows like Laughing and everything and get jokes about the politics of the day. And like someone like me, I was born in 61. Yeah, I may get some of those. Other people maybe not. It's just like I was talking to one of my coworkers and I said, well, you know, I really like Twin Peaks. You know, what was that? I said, well, it was a TV show. When were you born? He said, 88. I said, yeah, you were like a year old when Twin Peaks was on.
It was Rudy Laurie, but, you know,
although they did bring it back for 1 year. Yeah, in Showtime. I've got the whole set. Yeah?
Yeah, they kept reusing that clip of the Rudy Laurie, the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
The Rudy Laurie, the Roadrunners were like the Looney Tunes equivalent to
Dice. Oh, you know what they had? They had two cartoons back in the 60s with Bunny and Claude.
Yes.
Obviously a spoof of the then recent movie Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, that was from Warren
with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty.
Yeah, Robert.
And, you know, we rob carrot patches instead of we rob banks.
Yeah, they were in my Sam Valentino fanfic I wrote where Bugs Bunny tries to... Or Sam Valentino tries to find who's been raiding Bugs' carrot patch. The sheriff in that was just like Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. Well, I've done this panel at different conventions, and we've kind of played requests, if you know what I mean. And sometimes we get stuff on there. Bunny and Claude. Okay, so is someone here for DJ 101? Is the person... Okay, is that... You want me to clear out? I'm all set to clear out. You sure? Oh, it isn't. Oh, okay. Let's keep going. All right. Let's go. Now, see, I'm sorry. Some of them, the volume's low. I'm sorry.
Yeah, these curtains look a little like they were made by Filmation.
It is, in fact, no longer on scan. I believe this is your room now.
Oh, good. Test 1, 2. I wish. So I can't amplify this anymore, I'm afraid. I've got it hooked up to the HDMI.
You want to get a photo of me posing next to the posing next to this cartoon?
Here.
Let me get my paws on quickly. Alright, here we go. Hey. Yep, that's the late Billy Strange.
When I was at Furrydelphia, I did this panel. It was the last one of the day for that room and everything like that. And all of a sudden...
Click cancel. Another clip's about to start.
Oh, no, it's fine. Okay, no.
Yep.
I was doing... It was supposed to be an hour long. So after a while, some people came to the room and said, you can keep the room, but we need the equipment back. And I looked at my watch, and it's like, oh, my God, I did like an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes because we were having so much fun. Okay, well, for you guys, if you have requests... Let me know. I'll play something on there, and hopefully the volume will be a little better.
Now, Bunny and Claude.
That's weird because I'm on this thing here, and at least maybe I have to refresh it because it says DJ 101, but
yeah.
Maybe it isn't on there. Yeah.
Bunny and Claude made a couple appearances in a YouTube poop by revising up the last autumn. 7 art setbacks.
Exactly. Well, that was when they were on the way out.
Yeah, it was like a precursor to the Warner Brothers Discovery merger.
Yeah. So. I like Lackadaisy, and I mean, I do a radio show over in Salem, Massachusetts, and where the heck is Pilot? It should be here.
It was at the top.
It was? Did I have it?
It
is. I've actually played like sound clips from this, like some of the music. Let's see if we can get some nice volume on this.
Can you play some of the music in that?
I've got like clips. I'm playing them off YouTube on the air. I'll get rid of the captions. I don't think there is a way to get rid of the captions.
The rectangle with the two seats.
Okay.
At the other side, you see it?
Theater mode.
Yeah, that's a little better. Well, maybe we'll stick with the captions, I don't know. Let's go a little further up, come on.
Yeah, Warner Bros., instead of Wacky Races, they should have done a reboot of Bunny and Claude.
Yeah.
Because Bunny and Claude also felt a little like Wacky Races.
Okay. I get DJ 101 either got moved or canceled if people are looking for it.
All right.
Wick. Okay, Wick is from Boston. And he's kind of a society cat. He like owns the quarry and all that. Oh, there's the captain thing. Thank you. I found it. See, I had this, but I don't think I can use this and the same thing. Is there a way I can do it? Okay, that's better. See, I should have done that at the beginning.
We'll work on it.
Hello.
We made it, everyone.
Hi, John,
we made it.
About the carpet.
And they are making Jojo. More. This
Sorry.
Is just the pilot.
Well, yeah, look what
so,
the Mississippi spat
up. Isn't he a detective, too, or?
I don't know. Well, there's Rocky,
Surprise.
And there's...
Rocky,
that's Rocky. Is
sweetie,
that Rocky
you are nothing if not an exhausting, incomprehensible surprise.
Thank you!
This was supposed to be the real McCoy. Let's see if that's the surprise. Well... It'll certainly start your engine.
Which is to say, it beats radiator fluid.
What's that aftertaste?
There's
a crisp,
Victor, who's Russian.
Reminiscent of oak wood. Coffin varnish.
Yeah. We can call it the Sunset Rose Cocktail.
Sunset Rose Cocktail? That sounds good.
I don't have any of the... I haven't really seen the original comics.
You
I've only seen
no
this.
No, I
did
what I went through to get this.
Yeah, you have also, very good
I'm glad
I
was
idea.
Able to help out a bit with your panel.
Oh, no problem.
Yes.
Sophisticated flavor.
So... Not bad then?
No problem. We actually have to get the stuff out of our room before 11 o'clock. We got 45 minutes. I'm
going
to be doing that in a moment. Thanks.
Like
appreciate it. Thanks, Dan. Thank you.
I could probably wring some more out of my coat
okay.
for you. There was a minor incident. Incidences.
Yeah, I didn't get this open until 9:15.
No,
I had to scramble around to get them to open it.
Desecrated graves.
Fractured signage, minor flooding, lots of structural damage.
We may have fomented a deadly rivalry on the way, too. But dynamite and heavy machinery are marvelous problem solvers. Hey, old sport!
Dynamite? What dynamite?
And the car is fine.
I fixed it.
Also, you'll be happy to know my violin came through unscathed.
Yeah, anyway, like I say, it's got this electro swing music and everything, which I think is in the credits. Yeah, I'm going to wind things up a little bit, but I am going to put this up as a podcast, an audio podcast, and we'll deal with that. Next, okay, for Anthro New England, I am only going to be doing gray muzzles if they approve it. I decided to take a slight break from this, but for Vacation Land, I do plan to submit this again for AC and for Redelphia as well. But there we go. So I'm going to get this out of here because we got to get our stuff out. All right, bye-bye.